702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
Time now for the world of viral content. Ah, Kabazela.
Good morning, Bele.
I've got to tell you, your first story knocked me out of the park, but I'll let you tell it.
Okay. It kind of knocked me out of the park as well, and I think it's useful information for the men out there. You know, if you're married, you've got a girlfriend, and you've got teenage daughters. Very, very important to understand the cycle, the woman's cycle, and the days in the cycle that, you know, are where the mood is good and the mood is not so good, and you can approach and have conversations about certain things, maybe if there's some issues that need to be had. So I mean, I'm no expert on this, so I'm going to just hand it straight over to the audio and let's take a listen. It's a guest, Dr. Mindy Peltz. She's on the CEO or a Diary of a CEO podcast. Really, really great podcast. Go check it out. This guy's got some fabulous guests on from time to time, but let's take a listen about this and then we'll discuss afterwards. Bongles.
Day one of her cycle, day one to day 10, she's building estrogen. First couple of days of her cycle, just let her be. Like she, you know, that she's transitioning out of the back half of her cycle. She might be having some heavier bleeding. You know, she's moving into that extroverted place. So the first 2 days, give her some space. Now day three, estrogen starting to build. So you're going to notice she's more verbal. She's going to be more present. She might feel more outgoing. She's going to feel like she wants to connect with you. That's going to go all the way through ovulation, like in the middle of ovulation, which is about day 12, day 13, where all of a sudden estrogen's at its peak. If you have any conflict you want to resolve with her, do it between like day 2 and day 12 of her cycle. She's going to be so ready to handle any conflict with you.
Let me write that down. Day 2 and day 12.
Day 2, like literally, I had a dad come to me and tell me that he was struggling to understand his teenage daughter. And I said, well, do you know her cycle? And he's like, no, I don't. I said, well, you would never, ever bring a conflict to her on day 18 or 19 of her cycle. Bring it to her on day 10. And now she's going to talk to you.
I mean, I had never, so I'm one of those dads who's very proud, firstly, of being a father. I'm one of those who, I buy, say, for example, you know, the sanitary products that she requires. I know which she prefers. I'm engaged enough to know about things like, is the flow heavy or is the flow light? Yeah. So which ones are best for what situation? If you're going to be swimming, for example, I know all of those things. But it had never occurred to me to know or at least monitor the cycle with her, to know when it starts, to know when it peaks, to know when it drops off, and then to use that as a gauge for how she may be coping with not just our relationship, but life and school and friendships and pressures and all of these things. I just hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I think you summed it up perfectly there, being a father. So, yeah, I mean, what are your experiences in terms of dealing with the cycle? Do you know the ladies in your life when their cycles are? And has it helped in terms of, you know, relationships, engaging sort of conversations? And I think it's so important what she said there at the end, Bongles, about the father and the teenage daughter. I was really, really taken aback by that one where he was struggling and he couldn't understand.
Yeah.
You know, some of us men are Neanderthals and he couldn't understand why. And this clearly helped him out.
I mean, if anything, it just goes to show how male-centered our culture and our society is. Because if it was men who were going through cycles, I bet you that the females in their lives would know, the mothers would know,
yeah,
the wives would know, the girlfriends would know.
We know that there are certain things. There's men eyes out there, and there's men flu. It's the hectic things, Bongles, you know.
You're asking for trouble. How long do you want to stay engaged? Come on, say. Right, let's put it out there. I'd love to hear, particularly from men who are in relationships with women, how How much do you know about your partner, your significant other, and their cycles? And how much has that information helped shape your understanding and even your relationship? All right, let's talk about... This is the worst example of fraud I've ever seen.
This is probably one of the most bizarre things I think I've ever seen on the internet, and there's many things out there. So this woman goes to the bank in Brazil, and she wheels in her uncle, who doesn't look too great at first when you look at him. And then she gets to the counter when she's now applying for a loan, and with the uncle. So she's using the uncle for the loan. I think it was around about $3,000. But the uncle's head keeps sort of falling forwards, falling backwards. And you look at this guy and you think, no, man, something's not right here. She wheeled in her dead uncle to the bank in a wheelchair and tried to get a loan under his name. And you can hear the teller speaking in Portuguese. Is this okay? Is everything all right? He doesn't look well. He doesn't look well. And she's like, no, no, he's fine. He's just a bit tired and all this kind of stuff. And eventually they caught on, like, no, this is not great yet. And they got hold of the police, and they ended up arresting this woman for fraud and various other charges. But I mean, can you imagine, Bongles? You take your dead uncle, wheel him in to the bank, and you had to get there from your house to the bank. I don't know how you'd do that in any case. But yeah, absolutely bizarre. And you could say, a desperate attempt to get hold of some money. When you're desperate for certain things, you sort of be too judgmental, except for this case. I mean, taking somebody who's dead is bizarre. But have you been in a situation where you've been desperate for money or you've seen somebody that's desperate for money and they've done something? What are those stories?
Whatever answer we are going to get, nothing is going to top this video. Jono Loud is Kabazela's handle on X, and that's where he posts these videos. You have to see it to believe it.